Only 24 hours had passed since I ran into Lucy's monster-fighting army at Sweet Gum Bay, including her new dangerous and actually competent ally Goldie. But the event had already slipped from my mind. After learning the known details of my death from the serial siblings, I was closer than ever to understanding my past. Still, I needed more information, and I knew who had it. In between shifts at the Worm Dirt Cafe, I had been lurking outside my mother's house, just watching. I learned things that human Georgie must have taken for granted. She liked tea with her breakfast instead of coffee. She wasn't good at cooking. She rarely smiled, but whenever she did, it was radiant. I wished that I could reach out and...
Hi. Hi.
A silky voice snapped me out of my daydream. I was still on the clock at the Worm Dirt Cafe. Standing in front of me was Valentina Consari, a vampire who had walked the earth for over 100 years, but didn't act a day over 25.
Oh, sorry. You want your usual, Valentina?
Mm-hmm. Plasma coffee and blood pancakes.
With extra hemoglobin, please. Coming right up.
You okay?
Yeah, why?
You seemed a million miles away just now. But the destination didn't seem that pleasant.
Oh. Just thinking.
About?
My mom. I've been visiting her a lot lately.
Her grave?
No, her house. She's alive and still human.
Why don't you? That's what I did after I became a vampire.
Didn't that freak people out?
In 1910, vampires could still talk to humans without being staked by a Van Helsing.
Well, it's not 1910 anymore.
Then just don't tell anyone. Didn't the boogeyman make you the deputy of Wormwood? You can do whatever you want.
Our supreme leader of monsterdom, the Boogeyman, had made me vice figurehead of Wormwood a few weeks back. Check out episode 8 for a refresher. Turns out deputies don't get to do a whole lot. They let me cut a ribbon once for a werewolf run, but that's about it.
Georgie, it's time to take the centaur by its horns.
I can't just go visit my human mom. It'd give Zabel a heart attack.
Zabel means well, but everything gets her blood pumping.
Not to mention, I can't just wander into a human town looking like this.
I think you look so cute with your dashing scars and tender rotting flesh.
Thanks. But I don't think most humans would agree.
Right. You need a glamour, what's it? I can take care of that.
How? I've never seen you cast a spell.
The Nightside Bakery sells a line of cupcakes infused with basic potions. Like a glamour potion. And I just happen to own said bakery, remember?
Seriously? Zabel never told me about that.
She doesn't trust other people's magic, which is such a joke if you ask me.
Zabel is just looking out for me and what's best for Wormwood.
Of course she is, but only you can know what's best for you.
That's so deep. Okay, I'll meet you after my shift.
When we arrived at the Nightside Bakery, Valentina handed me 2 purple velvet cupcakes, complete with her signature moon and star patterned wrappers.
Why did you give me 2?
The potion wears off after an hour. I thought we could use a cushion, just in case.
Aw, that's so thoughtful! Don't worry, I am a pro at avoiding detection.
Aw, that's definitely a lie, but you're so cute when you say it so confidently.
I better get going.
Let me just lock up the shop.
Okay. Wait, what?
Because I'm going with. Duh.
I don't think that's a good idea. This is going to be really personal.
You can't go alone. I refuse to let anything happen to you.
You don't have to worry about me.
Georgie, I want to worry about you.
You do?
You didn't know?
That's when I realized what Valentina was saying. I looked at her pale, shining face, full lips, the sparkle in her dark brown eyes. I had been so caught up in chasing after mysteries, I had missed the open book right under my own decaying nose.
No. No, I didn't.
Come on, we better head out before it gets too late. I solemnly swear to escort and protect you, my fair zombie.
Okay, but stay hidden. It's a bit too soon to introduce you to my mom. A dead daughter is one thing, a cute vampire girlfriend is another.
Girlfriend?
You're my friend, who is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the danger, I was giddy. After days of watching and dreaming, I was actually going to meet my mom. And getting to spend more time with Valentina wasn't too bad either. I carried a parasol in one hand to shield Valentina from the morning sun's deadly rays, and held her delicate fingers with the other. We stopped at the edge of Wormwood Forest. Valentina let go to apply sunscreen while I ate the first enchanted cupcake. It wasn't exactly goat brain curry, but it wasn't too bad.
One large vanilla milkshake and one oatmeal.
Porridge.
Sure. Porridge.
This is too cold.
It's a milkshake. It's supposed to be cold.
And this porridge is too hot.
Excuse me, you can't...
Shh, shut up.
I didn't know it at the time, but Goldie had just seen us walk past the diner window.
Miss, are you listening?
I have some enemies to take care of.
They do not pay me enough.
Valentina and I walked fast, unaware that Goldie was exiting the diner a few blocks behind us. My world was just the squeeze of Valentina's hand and the pound of our feet on the concrete as we approached the home of Barbara Romero. Through the window, I caught a glimpse of a now familiar sight. My mom, sitting on the couch, with tea in one hand and a book in the other. She was still in her pajamas. She was hunched over, like the weight of the world was on her shoulders.
Go knock on the door!
Shh, 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 shh! What if Sabelle was right? What if this is a terrible plan?
Hey, if it goes badly, I can always just hypnotize her to forget she ever saw you.
Can vampires do that?
I never tried it, but we're supposed to be able to.
Well, that's reassuring.
Don't worry. It'll be great.
I looked into Valentina's unwavering gaze, and I didn't doubt that she could hypnotize anyone. She was so carefree, so unworried. I wished my undead life could be as simple as hers. I slowly approached the door. I hesitated. But then Valentina walked over and joined me.
It's okay. I'm here too.
There was no going back now.
Hello?
It was her. My mom was right there. Up close, I could see an older version of myself in her. I took in every line on her face. Her graying hair was messy, falling out of a bun.
Hello. How can I help you?
Hi! Are you Barbara? Ms. Romero?
Yes.
Could, hi! I'm...
Are you from the bake sale?
Yes! The bake sale? I'm Petra, and this is...
Valerie!
I've been waiting for you. Come in. I have a few things to give you, I just need to find all of them.
The house smelled like lilac. It was nice. As my gaze roamed over furniture and knickknacks, I couldn't help but wonder, did I always live in this house? Did a pint-sized Georgie ever sit on that stool while Mom made goat brain curry on that stove?
Let me grab the cookies. I have a couple of batches in the kitchen.
Take your time! I turned to face Valentina and froze as I looked past her at a collection of photographs. Of me. They lined the walls, picture after picture of me, smiling, posing, hugging some forgotten face. Is that?
Oh. Those. My daughter, Georgie. She's... She's no longer with us.
I hadn't noticed my mother return from the kitchen. She stood behind us with a sad smile, cookies in hand.
Wow, she's very lovely, Miss Romero.
Wasn't she? She was so talented, too.
Oh, really?
She wanted to be a dancer.
My mom picked up a photo of the two of us and was suddenly lost in a world of her own. As I watched her, I thought to myself, wasn't I the one she was looking at? The one she was missing? I could make everything okay again. Make both of us happy.
Petra, it might be a good idea to eat that other snack we brought.
Mom.
Excuse me?
Mom, it's me.
If this is a joke, it's a pretty sick one.
Petra, it's almost time!
It's not a joke. Just wait and you'll see.
Get out. Get out of my house. Please.
Too late.
What?
Surprise! It's Georgie!
I must be dreaming. This is a nightmare.
No, it's a good dream! I mean, wait, it's not a dream. It's me! I'm back!
Oh, this can't be happening. Oh, get out! Get out!
What? No, 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 that's not how you're supposed to react.
I don't know who or what you are. But you are not my daughter. My daughter is dead.
But I...
Out!
Georgie, let's go.
I was devastated. My mom wouldn't acknowledge me as her daughter. I thought she'd want me back in her life. What was I supposed to do now? Valentina quickly ushered me around the side of the house to hide behind a patch of overgrown sunflowers. It was necessary. I was crying too hard to worry about a new glamour.
Looks like your mom has a guest. Let's get out of here. We can try again some other time.
I nodded and clumsily tried to wipe the tears from my functioning eye. I turned to see a mop of golden curls swish through the back door of my mother's house. Goldie?
Who?
She's a monster hunter. She's competent and scary and has a knife? My mother's in danger.
But Barbara isn't a monster. Georgie! I'm coming! Hold on!
I ran as fast as my zombie legs could carry me.
Miss Romero, I presume.
How did you get in here?
You know, you really shouldn't leave your back door unlocked. A stranger might come in and break something. Speaking of which, where is she?
Where is who? Who are you?
Don't play dumb. I know those monsters came here.
You mean the girls from the bake sale? Well, they were just some kids playing a prank. It was cruel, but I wouldn't call them monsters.
Is that what you think?
Is that a knife? What are you doing? Get away!
I'm coming to get you, Barbara.
Mom? Mom! I burst through the front door. My mom almost collided with me as she scrambled away from Goldie. I grabbed her hand and tried to pull her outside. Mom, you have to trust me. We need to get out of here. Valentina swept past me, far more casual about the encounter than I was.
Uh-oh. Looks like we have some bloodlust on our hands. And not from the vampire in the room. It's a good thing I already ate, or I'd be tempted to do something messy. Huh, Georgie Porgy?
What?
A vampire? Bloodlust? Nothing? Okay, well, not the time anyway. Goldie, put the knife down.
And what's stopping me from stabbing you?
Oh, I don't know. The whole vampire thing?
Jerusalem crickets!
Mom, it's okay. Valentina's here to protect us.
Who's Valentina? Oh, Georgie, is it really you?
I watched my mom search my changed features. I could see recognition and a deep sadness in her eyes. In a terrible instant, Valentina's beautiful, delicate features transformed into something ugly and twisted and powerful. I was in awe as she grew twice her size, bearing a pair of gleaming white fangs at Goldie. Goldie dodged a clawed swipe and stabbed Valentina in the shoulder with one of her bright pink knives. The pain in Valentina's shriek filled me with rage. I leapt into action and wrapped a hand around Goldie's neck, lifting her off the ground. Goldie tried to pry my hand away, but she was no match for my zombie strength.
Brains are sounding really good to me right about now.
Georgie! Don't kill her!
Valentina had returned to her humanoid form. She looked at me with a pleading expression in her umber eyes.
Look, I'm okay. Knives barely leave a dent. Don't do anything you'll regret.
I kept my eyes fixed on Goldie. Her porcelain face was slowly turning bright red.
Georgie, not in front of your mom!
Go back to Lucy. Tell her that we're giving you one last chance to back down. After that, we will not hesitate to protect ourselves or our loved ones. Capiche?
Goldie struggled to nod. I set her down and released my grip on her neck. She scrambled to her feet and pushed past us, stumbling as she fled through the back door.
Georgie!
You can't stay here. It's not safe.
Mom suddenly wrapped her arms around me. After a stunned second, I returned the hug and held on to her, tightly.
Oh, hey, kid. Ease up a bit. You're pretty strong these days.
Mom.
Tell me everything.
And I would. I had decided Zabel was wrong. I didn't remember this woman, but from the moment she embraced me, I knew all of this had been worth it. It had to be. I didn't care what consequences my actions would bring. And if I'd known the danger it would put my friends and family in, I still would have done it again.
This has been Georgie Romero is Done For, written and directed by Kat Walker Shea, with additional writing by Sox Whitmore. Produced by Kat Walker Shea, Sox Whitmore, and Rachel Greenberg. Sound designed by Nathan Coffin. Music composed by Evan Johnson. Featuring the voices of Sox Whitmore as Georgie, Veronica Dash as Valentina, Catherine Means as Barbara and Server, and Mimi Brown as Goldie. Thank you for tuning in to Georgie Romero is Done For. We hope you enjoyed our show and that you share it with your friends and family. Be sure to tune in for our next episode. Remember to take care of yourselves and each other.